Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Ace, Trep Life with Ace Podcast. Thanks for tuning in once again. Episode number two. Today we're going to have a brief discussion, but I think it's going to help a lot of folks out. After episode number one, we got a lot of questions specifically about how to get started in business and e-commerce and internet marketing and all of those different areas. And I can get philosophical with it and say that it all starts with a commitment to being in business, a commitment to being an entrepreneur, a commitment to be open to taking risks and be open to failure, and a commitment to your success. And that's all well and good. But I do believe that many of us, if we truly believe in ourselves and we truly believe that it's time for a change, if you're not a business owner now and you like to be one, if you're not currently in an entrepreneurial endeavor, you want to be one, I do believe that it does start with a commitment to begin. But beyond that, I'll just briefly just speak about where I began in my journey with e-commerce. So in my last episode, I mentioned all of the different endeavors that I have been involved in, all of the different businesses that I have been involved in since I was a teenager, since I was, you know, got the entrepreneur bug, since Trep Life really started to set in with me. And it really, it started with, of course, committing to saying that, okay, I'm really going to go all in with e-commerce. Prior to being in e-commerce, I was running a brokerage, a life insurance brokerage. And after learning about e-commerce and learning about some of the opportunities that were available to those of us who had some experience with the internet and websites and building websites and all those things, and how it was easier now in today's day and age with software as a service, with companies such as Shopify and Commerce HQ and WooCommerce and some of these other names, BigCommerce, some of the names that you may be familiar with if you're in the e-commerce game. And I realized that, wow, if I commit myself to this, not only is it easier than it was before, but it also leads to a greater area of opportunity for me if I go all in. So then the next step after that was deciding, well, what kind of store am I going to set up? And you can go in two directions. You can go with the general store. Again, I was doing drop shipping, which is a form of arbitrage. Arbitrage is being the middleman. You're the middleman in between the customer and the manufacturer or the supplier of a product. The customer gives you the money. You then take a portion of that money to cover the cost from the supplier or the manufacturer, and then the manufacturer or supplier sends that product to your customer on your behalf. And that was the business model that I first started with, the drop shipping business model. And inside of that drop shipping business model, there was a highly, highly fascinating area, which was called free plus shipping, where you would offer the product for a cost of free to the customer as long as they help you cover the shipping cost. And of course, the shipping cost is where the profit was padded into. So I would offer a product that cost me about $1, $2, and I would offer it for free, but the shipping cost $12.99. And it was a general store that I started with. The brother of mine that helped me get started in the game, that's where he started. He started with a general store where we weren't tied to any particular product or any particular niche. We would get online and do some research, and the research was very rudimentary research. You would get on Facebook and find out what kind of products were being sold via the ads on Facebook. We would look at those ads and see what the engagement was, how many views that post had, or how many comments, or how many shares, how many likes that post had. And that gave us an idea of the popularity of that particular product. Because again, we were using Facebook as the primary area of advertising, and the kind of sales that we were engaging in were impulse buys. Ultimately, it wasn't something that the person was actually looking for. It's just something that was presented to the person, and they saw it as as something that they would want to buy. It was something that was probably not commonly found in a local Walmart or a local store that they can easily go walk into and buy that particular product. But also it was a product that they could get for fairly cheap. And of course, being free, you know, enticed a lot of people in the beginning stages of the advertising funnel. And we'll get into all of those detailed discussions about what an advertising funnel is and all those other things. But just think of it as the first time somebody sees your product, you have to drive them towards not only clicking on your product and seeing more about it, but also pulling out their credit card and actually buying that product. So we started with a general store. And the items that we marketed were items that we know we can get for $3 or less, and we can charge $12.99 for the shipping, and that would cover our advertising cost, the cost of the product, and we'll be able to profit anywhere between $7, $5, sometimes $4, whatever the case may be. That would be our net profit after advertising costs and cost of goods. So I started with a general store. I did not have any particular niche in mind. I was told to go with what people are buying, not necessarily with what I would be interested in buying myself, and market those particular products, and we can build a business that way. And it worked really, really well for the first couple of years. I ran that kind of promotion exclusively and did a few hundred thousand in sales on a very simple product. It was a necklace. It was a necklace that had some fanfare behind it because it was similar to a necklace that Dom Toretto wore in Fast and the Furious. So if you're a Fast and the Furious fan, you probably know about the skeleton bone necklace. It was a skeleton bone cross necklace that Dominic Toretto wore in that movie, and it was a keepsake for him. And we found a manufacturer that manufactured replicas of that particular item. We were able to get that product for about $1.50, $2 to ship to the U.S. from a supplier in China. And we charged $12.99 for the shipping costs on that product. And that is my first product that was able to bring, as I just mentioned, a few hundred thousand dollars in sales over the course of just a few short months. And that's where I started. So what I would recommend as far as anyone who's new, if you're new and you're trying to figure out what kind of business you may want to start, starting a general merchandise business is an option for you. But as things have gone along in the e-commerce game, the general niche type of stores are very, very saturated right now at the moment. So the more niche you can get, when I say niche, I mean as far as being very specific to the customer. So you have customers who buy health and beauty products, and that is a niche, right? The health and beauty niche. And you can go a little bit further into that niche and sub niche it out, as they say. So not only are you just in the general health and beauty, but then you are in the sub niche of skincare, or the sub niche of dental hygiene, or the sub niche of beard and hair care. And you can kind of go down the list as far as what sub niches might be. So I recommend, if you have no idea where to start, doing some basic research on Facebook, finding out, you know, what people are selling. And we can get into, I'll go into further detail about that. However, I do think that there's now another way that you can find what particular business you might want to get involved in. And it really starts with you. It starts with, what are the last five products that you bought that were not a necessity? I'm not talking about toilet paper, soap. I'm not talking about clothing. I'm not talking about food or anything like that. I'm talking about something that is either an impulse buy for you. Did you see an ad on Facebook or on Instagram and you clicked on the buy now button and you actually purchased that product? Was it something that you have an interest in because of a hobby of yours? Are you into cars? Are you into racing? Are you into street racing, drag racing when it comes to cars? There are plenty of products out there that relate to that particular niche. When it comes to tachometer readers, gear shift paddles, shift knobs. If you're into BMWs, the whole the M3 and the M5, and I may be wrong about what I'm saying as far as those particular models, but you get the point of where I'm going with this, right? What was it? What were the five products that you last bought? And let that be a starting point for you, because that gives, if you're interested in that particular product, then there are other people who are also interested in that particular product. And if you can sell something that you have a high passion for, it actually works in your favor, because you'll be happy to wake up in the morning or to stay up late at night and work on your business, because it's an area that you have a great interest in. So I would start there. And then once you list out those five products, then you would go back and say, well, where did I get these products from? And you would go to the particular websites that you may have bought those products from. Did you buy that product in a store? Did you buy that product online? Did you go to a brick and mortar store to buy that product? Is it a product that is easily available to you as a customer? Or is it a product that you can only find online? And if it's a product that you can only find online, then I would probably want to focus on that. Why? Because if somebody who is a savvy or maybe a non-savvy shopper may actually see your product, say, oh, I'm interested in that, but you know what? I think I might have seen that in Walmart, or I might have seen that in Target, or I might have saw that in whatever, put the store name after that, right? Whatever store that may actually happen to be. However, if it's a product that you found online, then, and it's something that you cannot find in the store, that means that that person also has to buy it online. So that's where I would start if I was really passionate about something, and I can pull out what those last five products that I bought, and I would say within the last 30 to 90 days. And that shows that you have a high interest in that product, and you can relate that high interest to other people who may have a similar interest in those kind of products. So that's where I would begin. If you have no list of five products, then I would recommend, what did you buy as a gift for someone? What did you buy? If you have children, what did you buy for your child? Well, that was not a necessity, something that was a want and not a need. What did you buy as a gift for your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your siblings, whatever it may be, right? A friend, whatever. Those items, if you bought them, chances are somebody probably in the world, or in the United States at least, would probably be interested in buying that particular product as well. So I would start there. And then from once you decide on what kind of business you want to be in, and I'm only speaking right now, I'm only speaking to those who have no idea where to start. If you already have a business, if you already have a product or service that you're offering, you're just not offering it online, then the question that you're asking is, where do I start as far as selling my product online? And there are many avenues and platforms available where you can do that. Shopify being the most well-known in the e-commerce game. It is a store in a box kind of thing. You go when you sign up for your membership with Shopify, and you can build out a store pretty quickly. You buy a domain, you link that domain to Shopify. Shopify offers plenty of apps on their platform that allow for you to manage an e-commerce business pretty smoothly. It can get complicated, of course, but fairly smoothly, fairly easy to at least get started with that. And as time goes, as I mentioned, I have a course that I'm working on that'll help individuals with some of those basics as far as where to get started in product research, where to get started as finding a niche or an industry that you want to be involved in, and also where to get started as far as actually starting a e-commerce store. I use several platforms because they all offer different features that speak to the kind of product or the kind of service that I'm selling to the customer. So for those of you who have businesses, where do you start? You can easily open up a Shopify account, WooCommerce, BigCommerce, or most recently a company called Commerce HQ. Which they all offer similar services, but they do have individual features that may speak to you budget wise, may speak to you as far as the kind of product, kind of service, as I mentioned. So that those are some of the places that I would recommend you start. So that's a brief introduction to that. And I'm actually going to cut it short. I'm not going to make this a long podcast today. I just wanted to make sure that I answered that particular question. That just to recap, if you are in business already, you want to start an e-commerce store, Shopify, BigCommerce, WooCommerce, Commerce HQ, those are all options. And you can go on YouTube, you can go on Google and find out how you can sign up for those. But they're fairly easy, right? You know, you go to a website, Shopify.com, it says open an account. You click on that, you enter your information, boom, you move forward. Come up with a name for your business. If you already have a name, use that as the name for the Shopify store that you'll be opening. If you have no business, you have no starting point, I recommend taking a look at the top five products that you last bought within the last 30 to 90 days. Where did you buy those products? Were they online? If they were online, I would kind of focus on that particular niche. And then from there, you can go out into the internet world to find different places where you can source those particular products. A lot of us in the drop shipping game, we source our products from AliExpress, Alibaba, DHgate, Wish.com. There are several websites out there that offer fairly inexpensive products that you can find area to pad your profit into and sell back to the end user. But just keep in mind, those products are being shipped from China for the most part. You can find locally, domestically shipped items, of course, but for the most part, the cheap items that you can get for fairly expensive are sourced from China. And you have to keep in mind that there's going to take up to 2 to 3 weeks for the customer to receive that product once they buy it. And that is another reason why you want to kind of focus on products that the person cannot easily find in their local community, their local stores that they frequently shop at. So that's where I would start. That's where I would begin. So go out there, take advantage of some of the nuggets I dropped with you guys today. As I mentioned, you can hit me on Instagram. You can find me at InkWell, which is INC_WELL. Post your questions, any suggestions that you may have. I'm all ears. I'm available to answer questions. And of course, for the most part, I'll be answering a lot of the questions on future podcasts. If there's anything that you would like for me to cover, any particular topic, I'm here for it. So again, guys, thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to speaking with you guys soon. Take care. Peace.